Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, further measures to reduce people's bills and plans to offset the increase in carbon tax will be discussed by ministers on Monday. No one in government is happy with how the appointment of Dr. Tony Holohan to a new job has been handled, according to the Taoiseach. The Taoiseach has said Russia's expulsion of Irish diplomats is entirely unjustified. Moscow announced two of the embassy staff in Moscow have been asked to leave the country. And the number of people on the live register in March increased by just over 10%. The seasonally adjusted figure from the CSO shows there were 181,000 people signing on. Good evening, Kenny Harkin will be here too with all the latest in sport. First in news though, further measures to reduce people's bills and plans to offset the increase in carbon tax will be discussed by ministers on Monday. The leaders of the three coalition parties will meet as inflation soars to a 22-year high. Charities are calling for the government to move more quickly to help those struggling the most. Mike Allen from Focus Ireland says some families are facing the prospect of losing their home.
More and more our advice and information services across the country are having people coming in who are having huge difficulty paying their rent or falling into rent arrears, and therefore their houses, their homes are at risk. And it's because everything is rising, not just the rent's gone up, but the cost of food has gone up, and now these huge increases in the cost of heating your home.
No one in government is happy with how the appointment of Dr. Tony Holohan to a new job has been handled, according to the Taoiseach. The Chief Medical Officer, secondment from the Department of Health, has been paused pending a report due next week. Questions have been asked about the recruitment process and why the state will continue to pay Dr. Holohan's salary. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says they want to see more transparency.
Nobody in government is happy about this, because even though we were not involved in it in any way, inevitably these things do reflect on us because we're the politicians in charge. And that's why the Taoiseach took the decision to pause the appointment until we get a full report and get a proper understanding as to what happened here and whether the procedures were followed properly.
The Taoiseach has said Russia's expulsion of Irish diplomats is entirely unjustified. Moscow announced two of the embassy staff in Moscow have been asked to leave the country. It follows Ireland expelling four Russian diplomats. Micheál Martin says Ireland won't be removing any other Russian staff without cause.
I don't believe in a tit-for-tat approach or just reacting to the latest move by the Russian Federation. We'll make our own decisions in the fullness of time, taking our own considerations, security dimensions being one into account, and also the most impactful way to keep the pressure on Russia. At the moment, we believe common sanctions is the most impactful pressure we can bring to bear.
The number of people on the live register in March increased by just over 10%. The seasonally adjusted figure from the CSO show there were 181,900 people signing on. That is an increase of 17,000 on the previous month. The Chief Executive of Donegal County Council has confirmed officials are beginning the process of liaising with colleagues in Derry, Tyrone and Fermanagh with a view towards preparing applications under the government's Shared Island Fund. The latest scheme announced this week encourages local authorities to partner on a cross-border basis to bring new projects through feasibility or pre-planning stages with a maximum amount of €250,000 per project awarded. Applications must be made by the 27th of May. Local councillor Micheál Nocton is urging John McLaughlin to explore whether cross-border roads might be included under the scheme.
We are connected by road and by road only here in Donegal. So it's vital that basically we look at the infrastructure and look at funding. If there's funding there in the Shared Island funding that we can get for infrastructure and improve these roads and the road network into our county, I think basically there's an onus on Donegal County Council and us as councillors to make sure that we get that funding for the county.
The council is saying that effectively it's now going to look at the small print in the application process to see if roads qualify. You believe when we're speaking about communities and we're speaking about linkages, they should?
Yes, Amina, and also I sit on the IBAN committee, which takes in northern counties. And basically, my understanding on there is funding in relation to the Shire Island for infrastructure. And it's vital that basically Donegal County Council make sure that it is part of the criteria for this county that we get funding for the roads.
The council says it will be working on applications in the coming weeks, with mid-May set aside as the period by which those applications have to be in. You'll be working closely with the council, as will your other colleagues, to ensure that that does happen and that we do get worthwhile and workable applications in as quickly as possible.
Yes, it's very important that we get them in. You know, Donegal is a big county, and as I said previously, that means, you know, we're connected by road. We don't have rail, we don't have a bus service, we don't have a flight. So basically, it's very important that we require substantial funding for the infrastructure and for the improvement of these cross-border roads, because we have a huge connection with Northern Ireland, and Northern Ireland is our bread and butter here in Donegal in relation to tourism. So I think it's vitally for the people crossing in for tourism and also for work purposes that these roads are improved, and we require funding for that immediately.
Donegal County Council has been told that the local development plan for Letterkenny is not ready to go to public consultation yet, as there are still some disagreements between members and officials. Speaking during a protracted debate at this week's council meeting, Head of Planning Liam Ward said the Letterkenny 2040 document and the local plan should be interlinked, but some members were sceptical, saying that could limit their power to change the plan in the future. Councillor Michael McBride says two major sticking points remain. One of them, the need to develop south of the Swilly. The other to do with two potential flood zones on which officials are suggesting development might be limited.
We've been meeting on this for a long time. It has been very challenging to find common ground between the planners and the Donegal County Councillors, or the local councillors. The local councillors feel that flood zone A and flood zone B should be kept as is, that they'll be open for development. The planners are telling us that the department is saying that we're in a flood zone and maybe we shouldn't. They're not telling us we should definitely not build on it, but they're kind of advising that flood mitigation issues would need to be looked at. We feel it's too close to the town centre. We feel it's an integral part of the town. It's beside the ATU, and we feel it should be incorporated. And we have a few other issues with developments out on the lake side, on the south side of the River Swilly. The councillors feel that we need a critical mass of houses out there to be able to get the services put in, make it economically viable to take the sewerage, the water and the electricity out there. And we strongly feel as a council that south side of the Swilly needs development. All the development in Letterkenny is on three sides and it's not really working. We need to look at a rounded approach to it.
Liam Ward is adamant that it wouldn't work to have a development plan that makes no reference to what will be a hugely important strategic document under the title 2040. Can you see the point he's making?
Well, that's fair enough. I think what we're afraid of as councillors is that if we adopt our local area plan and then adopt the 2040 plan, and then it will be told that they're woven, interconnected, and we can't do A, B and C on the local development plan because of something that was it's on the other plan. That's the concern that the councillors have. We just want it to be two simple documents. You know, if they need to be knit together, then that's not a problem, but it needs to be in a very generic manner, in my opinion.
A €1.1 billion cross-border programme has been submitted to the European Commission. The plan aims to support peace and prosperity across Northern Ireland and the border counties. Commission approval and adoption of the Peace Plus programme is expected in the summer. It was approved by the Irish Government, Northern Ireland Executive and the North-South Ministerial Council in late of last year. A pre-draft public consultation of a new County Donegal development plan has commenced today. People can have their say on the plan for 2024 to 2030 until Friday, the 3rd of June. Michaela Clark has more.
The development plan will set out an overall strategy for the proper planning and sustainable development of Donegal from 2024 to 2030. It will focus on housing, economic development, urban regeneration, transport, water and wastewater, natural and built heritage, climate change, tourism, community and the Gaeltacht. It will also include local area plans for Buncrana and Bundoran and a settlement framework plan for Ballybofey Stranorlar, dealing exclusively with economic development opportunities arising from the 10T Priority Route Improvement Project. An issues and operations paper has been prepared for viewing online and in person at local public services centres. The public can submit formal submissions through a dedicated website at donegaldevplan.ie, by emailing donegaldevplan@donegalcoco.ie, or in writing to CDP Review Central Planning Unit, Donegal County Council, County House, Lifford.
Dublin Airport says there were significant queues in both terminals in the early hours of this morning, in particular between 2:30 and 4:30 a.m. It says at the peak it took some passengers 70 minutes to pass through security. Dublin Airport says it was mainly the result of a large number of passengers arriving earlier than expected ahead of flights later in the morning. DAA says the shortage of security screening staff is the key contributory factor to the current difficulties. It invited around 250 candidates for an interview this week and made job offers to 100 of those. A Donegal deputy believes that the overall faith in the electoral system needs to be strengthened. Deputy Thomas Pringle was speaking in the Dáil during statements on the Electoral Reform Bill. The bill is set to bring about a major modernisation of the system, including making the voter registration process easier and to promote greater education around it. Deputy Pringle says while reform is positive, there are many issues to be addressed.
Overall, I welcome parts of this bill and I strongly welcome the establishment of the Electoral Commission. There is no doubt that this is overdue. I hope that it will contribute to a much fairer and accurate democratic election in this country. However, in regards to democratic concerns, I seriously hope that my concerns outlined today are taken into account, especially in regards to the PPSN concerns and my concerns around the definition of political purposes as well. As I said, this legislation is important and is urgent, but it is absolutely vital that we get it right at this stage.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Yes, it's time for sport. We say good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. Starting with golf, and a birdie on his second hole has seen Rory McIlroy move back to level par on day two of the Masters. He has now played four holes of a second round. Patrick Harrington, he also birdied the second. He's back to one over par through two holes. Seamus Power's dropped back to five over par through nine holes. Shane Lowry, he tees off from one over par just after 6 o'clock. Overnight leader Sung Jae M, he continues to lead the field on 5 under par through 7 holes. Dustin Johnson is on 4 under par after 6 holes of his second round. In horse racing, Fakir Duderi has won the Marsh Chase, the feature on day two of the Grand National Festival at Aintree. The odds-on favourite is the first horse since Vaipor Ustedes in 2009 to win the race in successive years. Three reserves have taken spots in tomorrow's Grand National. Commodore, Schoolboy Hours and Roman de Sanam have been given the final places in the 40-horse field. Easyland, Phoenix Way and Lord Dumasnil have pulled out ahead of the Aintree deadline. Moving on to Gaelic games, and Donegal and Tyrone will go head-to-head at Celtic Park at 8 o'clock tonight in Derry for a place in the Ulster Under-20 Championship Final. You can join Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh for live match commentary from Celtic Park from 8 o'clock this evening on highlandradio.com. There'll also be updates on air. Well, Donegal have the upper hand on their neighbours already this season, winning the Leo Murphy Cup in the pre-championship competition. But Donegal manager Gary Duffy is expecting a different Tyrone team this time around.
But the league counts for nothing. This is a new competition. We were experimenting in the league, and equally so was Paul Devlin for Tyrone. And their the number of changes since 4 weeks ago, and different performance and players that maybe didn't so play so well. Letterkenny are really coming into their peak now in relation to Tyrone, and that was clear to be seen last Saturday.
Well, Tyrone manager Paul Devlin knows that his side will have to step things up if they're to get past a Donegal side that have got the better of them in recent times.
The last couple of years, Donegal with upper hand, so they have, you know, so we've a bit of catch up to do, so have, you know, work to do, so have, you know, turn Donegal over. We're 7-point defeat the last year it was the other man, and they have to, you know, be a bit in front of ourselves there, so we've got our heads around going at them again and see if we can handle them, you know.
It's Donegal against Tyrone, 8 o'clock tonight. Another semi-final, Cavan, they face Derry at the Athletic Grounds, where there's also an 8 o'clock start. Well, also this weekend, the Donegal ladies chase a first senior title this Sunday when they play Meath in the National League Division 1 final at Croke Park. There'll be a focal point of Sunday sport on Highland Radio here with full match commentary from GA headquarters. So what's it going to take to beat the All-Ireland champions? Here's boss Maxie Curran.
I think patience is probably going to be the name of the game. Meath properly defend on block, you know, and they put 15 behind the ball on a regular basis, and that's really hard to break down. So they have to be really methodical and patient in how they approach the attacking, and then Meath break really fast when they win the ball back. So it's going to be a massive shift physically for the guard as well. Croke Park's a big place and can be very unforgiving for defenders if they're left having to defend in lots of space. So we've never won a national title, and I think the girls are aware of that. Meath are strong favourites. They're All-Ireland champions. They're a brilliant team. They've done great things the last couple of years. They've been in Croke Park five or six times over the last couple of years. They don't have any of that to worry about, and we just hope that the girls give a performance that they're proud of, and they're coming down the road, and if that's good enough, you know, so be it.
In the Premier League this evening, Wolves know a win away to Newcastle can see them leapfrog Manchester United in the table. Kickoff at St James's Park is at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp, he's insisting that the Premier League title race will not be settled this weekend. He takes his side to leaders Manchester City on Sunday, knowing a victory would see them move 2 points above the defending champions. Klopp says the rivalry has pushed both teams to incredible levels over the past few years.
I would have never thought that these kind of things are possible, and especially not in this league. So the consistency both teams showed in that period is absolutely crazy.
In the SSE Electricity League Premier Division this evening, champion Shamrock Rovers, they're away to Shelbourne at Talca Park. St Pat's, they host Dundalk at Richmond Park. And Bohemians, they go to Drogheda. All those games kick off at 7:45. Then tomorrow, there's a big Northwest derby. Fun Harps host Tabletoppers Derry City at Fun Park with a 5:30 start at Fun Park. We'll have full match commentary here with Jeremy Doherty and Declan Boyle. Harps are still seeking a first win of the season, while Derry are 6 points clear at the summit. Former Harps captain Keith Cowan says there will be a thunderous start to the latest derby.
Indeed, that's what everyone's looking forward to. You know, as soon as that game starts, form will have nothing to do with it, and you know, everyone will know that, and the Derry players will know that too. They know through experience, you know, and they'll have within the ranks of the management, and there's a few players that have been there before in those situations. They'll know as soon as they get there, you're facing maybe a different Finn Harps team than maybe is playing when you're playing someone from Dublin or someone from down the country for the, you know, so they'll know what to expect.
Yes, that's a Fun Harps against Derry City. 5:30 is the start time tomorrow at Fun Park. Also tomorrow night in the showgrounds, Sligo, they play UCD. That one starts at 7:45. In the Irish League Premiership, there's one game down for decision tonight. Coleraine there in their travels there away to Larne. And in rugby, it's a big weekend for Inishowen Rugby. Tomorrow, the McCambly Cup final's on at 5 o'clock in Banbridge. It's Inishowen against Banbridge. Also, over the weekend, the Ulster Under-16 Shield final in Maharafelt. Inishowen played Derry Lynn. In other rugby news, winger Ben Moxham will make his first European start for Ulster in their Champions Cup game away to Toulouse. John Cooney and Billy Burns return in the halfbacks. Eric O'Sullivan, Rob Herring, Alan O'Connor and Marcus Ray come into the pack for the first leg in France. The Champions Cup Last 16 gets underway on the sports ground tonight. Connacht Day play host to Leinster. Kickoff in Galway is at 8 o'clock. And finally, Sean O'Brien is retiring from professional rugby at the end of the season. The former Leinster back row from Carlow, who won 56 caps for Ireland and also toured with the Lions, has been playing at London Irish. That's your sports. Back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny. Weather now. Well, cold today with sunshine and heavy and possibly thundery showers. Many of the showers will also be wintry in nature with hail or sleet. Temperatures of just 2 or 3 degrees. Closing headlines now. Further measures to reduce people's bills and plans to offset the increase in carbon tax will be discussed by ministers on Monday. No one in government is happy with how the appointment of Dr. Tony Holohan to a new job has been handled, according to the Taoiseach. The Taoiseach has said Russia's expulsion of Irish diplomats is entirely unjustified, and the number of people on the live register in March increased by just over 10%. That's it for now. We're back with more at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, the 8th of April. The death has taken place of Susie McFadden, Air Hill, Tank Road, Remelton. Her remains will repose at her home. House private this evening, with wake from 1 o'clock tomorrow. Requiem Mass on Monday at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Jim McLaughlin, Baskill, Glenealy. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving there on Sunday morning at 9:30, going to St Mary's Church, Bochan Kildaff, for Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Kathleen Wright, née Hegarty, 14 Beechwood Road, Letterkenny, Donegal. Kathleen's remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Removal from there at 10:30 on Monday morning, arriving at St Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. House private, please, from 11 p.m. tomorrow night to 10 a.m. on Sunday. The death has taken place of Mary Doherty, née McDade, Stackerna, Churchill. Mary's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning for Mass in St Columba's Church, Glenswilly, at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Graveyard. The funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family flowers only. Donations to BBS UK in Ireland, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Lydia Nesbitt, Boyton, West End, Convoy. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. House strictly private to family only, please. Funeral from there at 1:15 on Sunday afternoon for 1:30 service in St Ninian's Church Convoy, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Dunamore Parish Church or the Royal British Legion, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Bernard Bernie McClune, Main Street, Glantees. Bernie's remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from his home on Sunday morning, going to St Connell's Church, Glantees, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time tonight from 9 p.m. until 12 noon tomorrow. Family time tomorrow night from 9 p.m. until 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Killybegs Community Hospital, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Nolene Fury, née Malloy, Curran, Fintown, County Donegal. Nolene is reposing at her home. Funeral Mass at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon in St Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown. Burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral mass can be viewed on the Chappubble Columbkill Nefa Ballinafina Facebook page. Rosary at 9 p.m. nightly. House private to family and neighbours on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Philip McHugh, 105 Scraggy Road, Castle Derg. Philip's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12 noon. for Mass at 12:30 in St. Joseph's Church, Lettercran, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The house is private to family and close friends. The death has occurred in London, England, of Margaret McLaughlin, Rye, London and Isle of Doe, Clonmany. Her remains will arrive at the Bridge End border this evening at approximately 6 o'clock, going to her home at the Isle of Doe. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Family, flowers only please, donations if desired, to Cancer Research UK, care of McFeely Funeral Directors, Clonmany. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Margaret's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of Dermot McLaughlin, 54 Upper Main Street, West End, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.